Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. Got a lot happening to talk about today. We're going to talk about the new markers, the roadside markers that HDA is going to be putting out there. Tell you all about that. We're also going to be talking about the battleship Missouri. And we'll be going over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. If we got some time, we're also going to talk about some affordable romance packages that I've been able to come up with. So if you're planning romance when you come to Hawaii, this is going to be a perfect segment for you as we get through this podcast for Friday, June 4th, 2010. This is our 390th podcast. So glad you're here. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can also reach us at 1-800-843-8771. We love to get email, so drop us a line at podcast@Hawaii-Aloha.com. Or you can just write to me, Bruce@Hawaii-Aloha.com. If you're into the Facebook thing, find us on Facebook at Hawaii Aloha Travel. And if you're into the Twitter thing, you can find me. I'm Aloha Bruce. And I need help with that. And I need more feedback. I'm doing this for, going on 5 or 6 years. And I hear from very few of you. So I would love to hear from more of you. Let me know what I could be doing better to be communicating with you. And if you like the show, please give me a little encouragement. Let me know that you're listening. Would appreciate it. Well, we're getting ready for our big trip to Beverly Hills. I'm going to be participating in the Wave Awards. This is put on by Travel Age West magazine. And I'm very honored to be up for the Travel Agent Superstar of the Year Award. And very honored and humbled, and just look forward to having a great time there. And as a result, our podcast schedule will be a little bit off. Probably all of next week, we won't be podcasting. I'm just going to say we won't be. And then if I can squeeze one in while we're there, of course I will. And of course, I'm going to try and get as much video footage and pictures and stuff so that I can share them with you when we get back. Still battling with a little bit of an infection here, and hopefully by the time Wednesday rolls around, I'll be feeling 100%. That's my goal, and it's just tough getting through these past couple of weeks with that. But thanks very much for tuning in. Glad you're here. We've got a lot to get into, so let's get right into it first with some of the Hawaii vacation news that we have here. First, a news story coming from the HTA. That's the Hawaii Tourism Authority, and they've launched their Heritage Sites Hawaii program. Now, these heritage sites are very important landmarks throughout the islands, and there are markers now that you can see at these places, and they look like the Hawaiian warrior, like King Kamehameha, that's what they look like now. And so if you see one of those signs, you can stop and you know that this is a very historic place, and it's a great place to maybe take pictures and just get out and understand these historical places. But over the years, a lot of these signs have deteriorated, they've rusted, and they've decided that they are going to start replacing them. And you'll be able to see these when you're traveling here on vacation. So if you're out and about, you're driving around, you see one of those, you want to stop. And they're going to be keeping the same theme, the old red, brown, and yellow warrior image. But there's going to be an additional panel added to it that reads Heritage Site of Hawaii. And there'll also be video guides that you can download directly from the HVBC site. That's gohawaii.com. And it's just a great way to know, that you've got a great place when you're driving around. Because, chances are, if you're going to be driving, on most islands, we recommend a car, obviously. So you'll be driving around, you'll see that sign, you'll remember, you'll stop, and you'll know you're in a historic place. Just a great, great, great idea. Another interesting note that today, Friday, the Battleship Memorial is estimating that they're going to see their 4 millionth visitor. Now, that's the Mighty Mo, and you might have heard us talk a little bit about that. They did an $18 million renovation or maintenance on the ship, and it is a beautiful ship. And usually, when you go to Pearl Harbor, you can bundle in a package or a tour of the Mighty Mo. And I highly recommend that you get a chance to do that. Don't forget the Pearl Harbor is free, but the Mighty Mo is, I forget what the fee is, but it's not too much money. And it's a good idea to bundle those two together when you're going. And we also have a tour, by the way, that also includes a historical tour. So if you're real, like, you know, history buff and you're really into the military thing, then we've got some great tours for you that includes the Punch Bowl of the Pacific, which is a, you know, very important cemetery out here, and also some of the historical sites downtown. So you can do that if you're going to be bundling in the Pearl Harbor Mighty Mo ship. But can we have 4 million people? That's amazing to me. You know, it's a huge attraction here. And Pearl Harbor actually is one of the largest. I think if it's not the number one attraction, which I think it is in all of Hawaii, it's got to be number two. And keep in mind, it is under construction. Part of it has opened already, but you still can go out to the memorial and everything like that. It's all good. Interesting news I just heard today about, have you ever heard of the Volcano House? The Volcano House is this sort of bed and breakfast, little mini hotel that's over in Volcano on the Big Island. And over the years, this hotel has been very, you know, I don't really like to put people there because it's so rustic. I mean, the last time we were there, I mean, it really was just, I don't want to say gross. I don't know if that's the right word, but it really is rustic. I mean, that's the perfect word for it. I mean, the fire there has been burning for like 78 years without stop, you know? And it needed a lot of renovation. And it's in this, the whole story to it, but it's in a location that's actually part of the state of Hawaii. And they run it. They have some sort of connection to it. And they didn't lease it out to anybody. And I just found out today that it's going to continue to remain closed. It has been closed for renovations, and it's going to probably be closed for another year or even more. And the due deadline was August 3rd, but the Park Service has announced that they're going to be extending that a year. And there's just a lot of complicated reasons for that, but they cite the lagging economy and greater than expected difficulties in renovating the property. That's how bad it was, you know? So, the Volcano House is still off limits. You know, we usually put people in Hilo, and just in general, Hilo's a little bit better, although there's nothing to write home about with regard to the hotels in Hilo as well. So hopefully that helps you out. Now let's talk a little bit about some of these romance packages that I started to allude to earlier in the program, and I want to give you some ideas, because very often when people think of Hawaii for a honeymoon or an anniversary, they right away rule it out because they think it's too expensive. Now, while it's true that Hawaii is not the cheapest destination in the world, it certainly can be affordable, especially this year. And we have and we continue to see tremendous deals on all islands with the emphasis on romance. And here's a few tips to kind of help you out. There's a popular resort for romance lovers. It's over at the Turtle Bay Resort. It's on the north shore of Oahu. They're running a special romance package, and it includes buffet breakfast, sparkling wine, and fresh strawberries on arrival. That's always nice. It also includes a convertible car. And these price packages start at $350 per night. Now, you might remember the Turtle Bay Resort from the film, more recently, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. But it is an expansive property. And if you want to take the whole thing a little bit further, you can take advantage of some of the breathtaking locations that are located there to either renew or exchange your vows. And you just give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. We kind of can help you out with a wedding over there at Turtle Bay, or even a vow renewal. Now, another popular resort located right on the shores of Waikiki Beach here on Oahu is the newly renovated Outrigger Reef on the Beach. Now, this property just completed a $110 million renovation, complete with an Outrigger Museum. Just gorgeous property. They really did a great job with it. They have the Kanakapili Grill there, which is great for drinks and cocktails and Hawaiian music. We love to go there. And the prices have been actually really, really great at the Outrigger Reef on the Beach. And every Tuesday and Friday, they offer a complimentary vow renewal ceremony, which is conducted by a Hawaiian kapu, or kahu, which is a priest in Hawaiian. And the ceremony includes hula and Hawaiian music and is available also to the guests of the Outrigger Waikiki on the Beach, which is a sister property. The Reef also has excellent discounted rates, like I was just saying, and they include that daily breakfast, which is always a great way to start the day, getting your breakfast done, right? So give us a call, 1-800-843-8771, if you want to consider the Outrigger Reef on the Beach, and you want to, of course, time your trip so you can take advantage of that free vow renewal that they do, which is really, really beautiful. I've been told by a lot of folks this is it's just a great experience. Over on Kauai, I can't go over all the specials. If you go to our blog, I've posted on our blog all of the ones that I found recently. And there are so many that it's hard to keep track of, to be honest with you. So always give us a call. Let us know this is a honeymoon, a special event or something, and we will look to see what specials are available. And any agent can help you do that. Over on Kauai, the Marriott has put together a complete package, and that's for those people who want to use the facility to actually get married. The package lets you choose any location on the property, including the minister. It includes the private gazebo. Gazebo? Is it gazebo or gazebo? I think you know what I mean. Champagne, a deluxe bridal bouquet, a boutonniere for the groom as well. It also includes wedding photography. Now, I wasn't able to find out how much wedding photography you get, but you do get some wedding photography with that. And you also get Hawaiian guitarist and all of the services of the Kauai Marriott wedding coordinator. Now, the cost of that package is $35.99, and then you can add rooms onto that for $199 per night. Now, that may sound like a lot of money, but it's not when you consider all of that that's included. I mean, that's like a $5,000 package a la carte. So it's actually a very good deal. And if you want to get involved with that, again, just give us a call. We'll hook you up, and we'll get you all the hookups for these things. Marriott's a gorgeous property, just recently renovated last year, and they've done an excellent job and continue to bring great value. They've got, like, what, 6 restaurants there? A lot of fun. And they even have a farm-to-table restaurant there, which is kind of cool. Anyway, moving on to the Big Island, the Mauna Kea Resort on the Big Island has a great wedding package, and this is really a majestic setting. It's called the Alima Wedding Package, and it includes a personal wedding consultant, arranged appointment for a marriage license, which is important on the Big Island because getting a marriage license on the Big Island is a little more complicated than the other islands, especially comparing it to like Oahu. It's really, really easy. It includes the clergy for the ceremony, also includes a maile lei and a flower lei. The maile lei is for the groom. And the regular floral lei for the bride, of course. Get this, you get a wedding cake as well and fresh flowers. It also comes with professional musicians, time with a wedding photographer. You also get a romantic dinner for two, a one-hour lomi-lomi couples massage, a spa treatment, and a deluxe oceanfront room on one of the nights, on your wedding night, presumably. And the total package price on that is $6,800. Again, a great value. You know, people spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for weddings. So it's better to be able to bundle everything in. I mean, this includes everything. So I think it's a great deal. So give us a call on that one as well. And then one more I wanted to share. Well, actually, that I think we'll wrap it up with that one. There's a couple of more that I wanted to share with you, and they are on our blog page. So if you get over to hawaii-aloha.com/blog, look for those wedding and romance packages that we put up there. And you can pretty much take advantage of any of the specials that any of these hotels have through us, and we will always check to see which ones are best for you, and any one of our agents can help you at 1-800-843-8771. So hopefully that helps you out. Yeah, you know, Hawaii is a great place for romance. I mean, you could pretty much make any setting, any place in Hawaii, a romantic experience without spending any money because it's so beautiful here. Just a sunset can be romantic here. A sunrise can be romantic here. You know, you don't have to do any of that stuff, really. Let's face it. So it is very affordable. That's the bottom line here, and that's what I really wanted to kind of drive home with this little segment, is that it's not as expensive as you think to do even a high-end romance deluxe package. So hopefully that helps you and encourages you to go ahead and do it. Right now, we'd like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. And this is a great segment for you if you're kind of trying to think about what your Hawaii vacation is going to cost. First package is for two people coming all the way from Chicago to Honolulu and also going over to Maui. So it's a two-island package on Oahu. And this is going to be for the dates of July 19th to the 26th. On Oahu, they're going to be staying at the Park Shore Waikiki. We have a great partial ocean upgrade to a ocean view hotel room for them. It includes the leg reading, Polynesian Cultural Center trip, and also a transfer to and from the airport with a leg reading. So, great package there. Over on Maui, they're going to be staying at the Lahaina Shores Beach Resort, just renovated, brand new, right in the heart of Lahaina Town. A great, great place. And total package price, get this. It also includes the mid-size card. And remember, all of our cars include taxes and fees. Total package price, only $31.24. So congratulations and welcome to our Ohana, Anna and Luis Rivera. We do appreciate your business and thank you very much for using Hawaii-Aloha.com. And we want to congratulate Ashley, who's the agent that put that one together over at Extension 39. And finally here, we have another package, and this is for 5 people all the way from Orlando, Florida, going to the Big Island in the Kona area. They're going to be going September 18th to the 25th. Wow, fantastic. And these folks are going to have a terrific time in Hawaii. Let's see, they've got they're going to be going from September 18th to the 25th, and it also includes a 7-passenger minivan. They're going to get a 3-bedroom at the Outrigger Fairway Villas. This is a really lovely property in a beautiful location. Total package price, $52.43. Wow, what a deal for 5 people. This was put together by Melissa over at Extension 33. We want to congratulate and welcome to our Ohana, Joseph, Teresa, Jason Jr., and Teresa Sr., or another Teresa, 2 Teresas in there. Congratulations to you guys, and thanks very much for using Hawaii-Aloha.com. That's going to wrap it up. Hopefully, we'll see you next week. If not, we'll see you the following week. For my beautiful wife, Yali, and myself, we'll say aloha and mahalo.